Poppers, it's I, the Kamish, coming at you with a little bit of intro action. So episode 5 is a little bit of an odd one. We are doing a shorter episode. We are not going to be covering an obscure sport like we have in the first 4 episodes. Instead, we're bringing you an interview with OG Dick Run Claire. One listener's note is, unfortunately, I totally screwed the pooch on the interview audio. About half of it is going to be hard to listen to. Essentially, we talk about the sport of dick running, and we propose a dickcathlon. Although I've boosted the audio the best I can do, it still did not come through for about 2 or 3 minutes. So you'll be able to hear us, but it'll be hard to hear OG Dick Run Claire. However, in the interest of being a good journalist, I feel as though I have the obligation to share the audio with you no matter what. So the interview is uncut, it is sound edited, but we did not cut out any content. And with that in mind, I hope you enjoy episode 5.
Watch out, nephew, put some money on it.
Shout out to the commissioner.
I think his name is pronounced Finkel.
Two dicks, but they touch in balls. That's exactly what I want. I did the blacks.
Cam, say hello to the nice people.
Whoop whoop.
Shoot over the barn door.
If she's running dicks.
They look like they're spooning.
They're touching via a single dick stream.
Wow. Big dick. Everyone's grabbing that dick.
Yeah, the five fingers. And then the blacks. What type of protection do you use for not adhering to dick rules?
Yeah, I like when I can work in multiple dicks.
Yeah, that's impressive.
For these 15 minutes, because of this other Claire, it's been kind of funny and mildly entertaining.
Well, we're definitely going to get into that. But
fake Claire, good. Let's do that.
Oh, man. Shots fired already.
All right. Shots fired.
All right. Well, so just so everyone knows, we're talking to OG Dick Run Claire.
Yo, what's up?
When did you start, or how did you get into dick running? We'll do the basic stuff first. We got some more fun questions later, I promise.
Oh, yay. Yeah, I'm a little scared for the fun questions. So I got started in 2014. That was kind of when the whole dick running thing blew up, I guess. I used to go for runs in the morning. Mm-hmm. I'd go for a jog before work. And I think, you know, anyone who has used like a GPS run tracking app like Nike Plus will know this, but at the end of the run, you picture of where you ran. And I think one day I was down there and it kind of dawned on me that if it showed you a picture of where you ran, then I could theoretically draw a picture on purpose, I guess draw it with my feet, so to speak. And so that was kind of when the light bulb went off in my head. And I think I ran a dog or something like that. And then it kind of dawned on me that the subject matter needs to be way more entertaining than dogs. So started running dicks. Enter the D.
So is that dog, is this, we got your Instagram pulled up. Is it on there? Is that the dog we're looking at?
I think that might be the dog. That's a corgi that I ran.
Okay.
I think that's one day corgi. I saw it. Yeah,
by Golden Gate Park, it looks like.
Yeah, and you know, this was back to before GPS art was, I at that point in time had never heard of GPS art even. So like, I think at the time the dog was still kind of cool because it was like, hey, look, I ran a dog, but I knew at some level it wasn't cool enough.
Right. Okay. Well, that's pretty sweet. So, and then you just decided one day that it's got to be dicks instead of the dog.
Yeah, it's got to be dicks. So I used to draw dicks on my, I had a partner at work and I used to draw dicks all over his stuff. And he was like, well, clearly you need to run dicks if you're going to do this. We kind of laughed about it. And I was like, I should run dicks. So yeah, immediately then just started a long career of looking for dicks on any map I see. So yeah, started scouring San Francisco for as many dicks as I could run. And, you know, usually when I travel to other cities, I do that too. But yeah, so started mapping and then running dicks. And I think I did like 8 or 10 of them before I posted them online. I decided to get a critical mass of penises.
Uh-huh.
And posted those. And it got picked up by quite a few places, and that was kind of when I was like, oh shit, that was kind of when I became the dick runner, I guess, so to speak.
Okay, so when did you switch your IG handle to OG Dick Run Claire?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Like 2 weeks ago when a new Dick Run Claire appeared on the scene and tried to take my title.
Right. Oh, man. Right. Well, full disclosure, we actually had her on as a guest.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not the first. Some people have confused us too, thought we were the same person.
Well, we got to the bottom of this because we want to be
sleuths.
Yeah, we want to be journalists someday when we grow up. What was I gonna say?
I have no clue. I can't.
Well, you're not helping me, man. Think what I'm thinking. So we talked to her, and just okay. So you know, she doesn't claim to be the first Dick Runner.
I know she doesn't. She and I got into it a little on Twitter.
Damn.
Well, no, she doesn't claim to be the first, but then if you read the articles with her, that she's kind of making it sound like she came up with it. And then when we got into it on Twitter, she was like, well, I didn't claim to be the first. And then I was like, well, then, and she kind of would say things like, I'm doing what everyone's doing. And I was like, well, then why are people writing articles about you? Clearly the people writing these think that you pioneered something.
Right. That's interesting because she gave us a different opinion. We won't get into like what she actually like thinks because we can't get inside of her head. But I mean, once we, you know, scoured the internet, it was pretty clear your dicks were up there first.
Oh yeah.
I appreciate that. Sorry.
And there's like Leonardo Da Vinci and stuff. So
yeah.
I mean, it's out there.
Dick running is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. And if you go to my Instagram, I do videos teaching people how to run dicks. I don't have any issues. All I do is promote dick running. I mean, I have people sending me dick stuff all the time. I think my issue was that she knew I existed, knew my name was Claire, and then kind of started picking up press. I don't know how much you guys want to get into this. I think I felt a little bit frustrated because she started going viral for something that she didn't invent, and I think people were led to believe that she did.
Yeah, it's understandable.
So it's kind of like the Facebook and MySpace. Like, MySpace did it first, and then Facebook kind of just got the press and ran with it.
Sure. I mean, I also think if you look at my stuff, I do it better. Like, that was I think I was also surprised that she's like running very, very rectangular penises that don't show a lot of artistry as far as I'm concerned. So some of them look
more like, right. Yeah, I mean, you have like, you cut through areas to create like rounded shapes.
Yes. I think I take the art.
Like I said, I was scouring the internet looking for something to talk about, and I managed in typical, you know, commish form over here to find the story right before this whole thing broke and the feud broke and whatever. And so I found her first because I was like, oh, people run dicks. And I typed in dick run. And unfortunately, hers comes up first. I mean, but that being said, you know, the more research we did, the more artful dicks we found. I mean, you've got Game of Thrones stuff. I mean, I'm a little disappointed there wasn't a dick in the wolf's mouth on the House Stark one. Yeah, obviously. I mean, the Bubba Fett is real impressive. That's the one that kind of blew my mind. I mean, I'm not trying to talk shit, but like, that's my favorite. You know, obviously there's other great ones.
Poop emoji.
Yeah, the dinosaur with the little boner, and he's got a little T-Rex dick too, which I respect. Because, I mean, if he's got small hands, and then
Rex.
You know, even some politics with the future is female. I'm assuming the nasty is playing on the nasty woman thing, and then a dick. I'm assuming it's supposed to be spooging on Trump. I don't really know exactly what your political statement is there.
Literally, you can't.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. And looks like a beer mug I'm now seeing. That's pretty dope. I don't know who Jimmy is. I don't know if you're putting him on blast for having a small or complimenting him on having a big dick, but that's also impressive. So we somewhat had ulterior motives to contact you. As we said, we figured, you know, we respect you as the first dick runner that we can find in the internet. But we were wondering if you would be down to do a dick cathlon with other dick runners to win some sort of trophy or accolade. We haven't... Well, obviously that's where we're going to start, but I figured if it was a proper dick cathlon, we should reach out to any dick runner that's willing to put forth.
Yeah.
So we haven't, no pun intended, fleshed out the details, and we wanted to contact you first out of respect, obviously. And we're thinking like 5 events over the course of a month. Obviously, if a month is too short to do 5 dick runs, we'll like amend that. And like I said, we haven't done any of the details. We're just merely
throwing
it out there. If we did like 5 events where it's like, oh, I don't know, longest dick, most challenging dick.
Most creative dick.
Yeah, I got a special thing in mind for like the final round if we get that far. That kind of stuff. So where, you know, it's not about who's the better athlete, but just who's the better dick run artist. Right.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's why we're thinking of a point system where it's like I said, it's not just about athleticism.
Like
it would never just be like, hey, it's the middle of the day on a Thursday. I'm sure you're not doing anything. Go run a dick. That's not fair. We want.
Yeah, we have jobs.
Yeah,
too.
We. Well,
kind
some of us.
Sometimes.
True.
That's true. You could just have a huge shaft, tiny
right.
head, and it could be like a 40-mile dick.
Yeah, that's true. There we go. Well, like I said, we haven't really like figured out the fairest way to do this quite yet, but we're just trying to garner some interest from the dick run.
The dick athletes.
Yeah, the dick athletes. Yeah. Okay. Challenge accepted. Yeah. I mean, I'm
super proficient in Google Earth.
Yeah. I mean, we live on a grid, so I think we get a pretty square dick.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. Rounded.
Okay.
Okay.
Good tips.
See?
No.
We've got the tip of the dick run right there.
Yeah.
Start with the balls.
Awesome.
Cup the bulls.
Is there anything you want to plug?
No, I mean, I guess my own Instagram is OG_dick_run_player.
Okay.
If people want to watch me run dicks and learn how to run dicks.
Yeah, we have that up on our screen so they know which one to go to for sure. Just what's it been like getting all this press? To some degree, it's not a surprise that Vice and Barstool kind of latched onto this, but like you went on the Jenny McCarthy show today, or her show today, right?
Yeah, she's She was very lovely. It's been funny in a weird way, because you know, I went viral in 2014, and it was pretty. I was surprised by how many legs the whole dick running thing had. No pun intended. Because at the time, Shape magazine wanted to talk, and Men's World and things like that wanted to talk about it because it was a new way to work out. And Perez Hilton liked it because it was, you know, dicks. And Popular Science liked it because it was a new data visualization. So it actually, like, when it got picked up originally, I already thought it had run its course. Like, I was kind of surprised Vice and Barstool and stuff like that picked it up, because I was like, haven't we been here already? Like, huh. I was a little bit surprised. Either A, they hadn't, at least the idea hadn't passed by their eyes at some point on the internet, or that, you know, maybe that it just wasn't even Googled in the first place. Like, a couple people, when this other Claire got picked up, started sending me the links being like, look, you were picked up again. So it was like, just, I think, a little surprise that I was like, wait, didn't we already do this? But then at the same time, a couple people reached out to me and they're like, if you think about it, this is kind of great, because now, you know, people are, you know, this is fun for you, and kind of like, a, not saying that getting into disagreements with other runners and artists is fun for me, but like, it's kind of been nice because, you know, Jenny McCarthy,
yeah,
and other people have reached out. You guys,
yeah,
I'm getting to like kind of talk about it again. So at some weird level, it kind of stirred
the pot.
Yeah. So that's been fun.
Yeah. Well, this format of our podcast is in infancy. So we're really trying to, I guess, I'm really disappointed though, like, we missed the first wave. I mean, we weren't really podcasting back then, but just a little bit of heartbreak knowing that this isn't the first time this has boomed. But one thing I think I noticed about what you were saying was, the people that originally picked up on it were more just web personalities and influencers, whereas now it's like quote unquote news outlets, and even further quote unquote from there, like sports news outlets. So maybe that's the difference. Like,
yeah,
someone just kind of picked it up as a viral sensation, whereas now it's becoming a interesting hot topic in the world of sports. I mean, that's kind of where we come in, I suppose.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I guess it probably does have more legs, maybe, though. I was on CNN and stuff, so it was.
What?
Definitely...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, that's why I think the whole thing is shocking. Like, I was on CNN, like, people called me from Thailand and I was on the news there. I was in Huffington Post and the Boston Globe, you know, like the Telegraph in the UK. Like, so it wasn't, I don't know. Like, I think then though, like, Instagram wasn't as big.
Uh-huh.
I don't think podcasting was as big. Like, I definitely think that the media and the landscape of the internet has taken quite a turn since then.
Right.
100%. But yeah, I'm still really surprised because I don't think she's gotten picked up by as many outlets as I did.
Yeah.
But she now has 3 times the number of followers as I do. And I don't know if, I mean, maybe she paid for some, I don't know. And I'm not suggesting necessarily that she did, but it's, the whole thing has been surprising for
right.
me.
Well, we were the only ones to actually interview her. So maybe it's just like a kind of a back page story if these news outlets were actually newspapers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's fair.
We are very interested in this sport and want to make it grow.
Great.
Yeah,
it's a grower, not a show.
The pun, yeah, it is a grower, this sport.
So, I guess we'll be in touch. And I would say we would shoot for a time of year that's not too grueling to run. So
that'd be nice.
Yeah, I mean, wait, you're in Los Angeles, right?
San Francisco.
Yes, and I was actually had a moment where I was like, I guess it's always nice here, but the summers can be particularly brutal.
Oh yeah, I just moved to Colorado from there, so.
Oh yeah, you know.
Yeah, and actually, like, side note, your profile, when I like, are you from Virginia?
Yeah, I'm from Richmond.
Oh, okay, I'm from Fairfax.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and I
this
actually,
is great news.
I went. One of my best friends' last name was Wyckoff. I don't suppose you have any cousins up in Fairfax, do you?
You're actually like the second or third person that's asked me about Wyckoffs and Fairfax. So the answer is I probably don't know them.
Okay.
But we are actually related. This person, he or she, all Wyckoffs are traced back to one dude in Brooklyn. Actually, the Wyckoff house, I'll plug it right now.
Right.
Oldest house in New York State.
Crazy.
Every Wyckoff in the country is somehow related. So he's probably my third cousin or something.
Yeah. You don't have a cousin named Spike that you know of, do you?
God, I wish I did.
Yeah, he doesn't go by that anymore.
Oh, well, he should. That's
well,
a mistake.
He was kind of like a Cartman, and now he's like a grown-up, so like, you know, yeah. Yes. But I mean, he was hardcore, man. Anyone that is a Cartman stays a Cartman, in my opinion. And it's hilarious because he's trying to be, no, it's Christopher now. And everyone's like, shut the fuck up, Spike.
Yeah, you can't just change your name.
Oh, you've even met Spike.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Spike, like, can't change.
I have a friend like that named Barfy because he used to barf a lot in college and he's trying to get rid of it. And I'm like, I don't think we can let that die, sir. Just hold on to it, man.
It's always a good story. It's a good, you know, thing to just bring up. This is my crazy nickname. I've got it. Roll.
Yeah,
with it.
Like rock that shit.
Yeah. Exactly. Be proud.
I also have a friend named Barf. Interestingly enough.
Weird. I wonder if they're related. Feel like
parallels.
We probably have. I appreciate that we just keep finding all these different things in common from Virginia.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, I was in LA for a while too, so I'm sure there's some crossover there.
I'm sure.
But yeah, so I guess if I recall, May would probably be like the most mild before it gets insanely hot in LA, right?
Yes. Yeah. And let me look at my calendar, but why don't you guys go think about what you guys want to do and come back to me and we can
definitely
kind of discuss.
Yeah, we'll work up the decathlon, present it, and make sure it all, you know, kind of makes sense to all parties. And
right,
we'll put something
together.
For sure.
I will also tell you, you're not the first people to suggest this.
Oh, shit. So we got to get on it.
Well, not so much that you have to get on it yet, but like, I can't 100% agree to this necessarily until you guys, like, if you guys can come up with something, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and like we said, it won't just
charts,
be about
graphs,
yeah, well,
spreadsheets.
And it won't just be
we'll
about athleticism. It'll be more about art with the element
with
that you need to have athleticism to do the art. You know, we're not going to be like, oh, you got to run a dick in 30 fucking minutes and make it 5 miles or something stupid like that. Like,
yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
if I may,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm still being recorded and this is going to go out to all of your listeners.
Yeah, all four of them.
I was like, yeah, all 4 million of them, you mean? Soon. I'm very big on the dick authenticity. So for me, I get frustrated when I see runs of hers that don't really even resemble a dick very much to me.
Mm.
So I would probably be partial to anything where we are judged very harshly on whether or not the dicks look like dicks.
So you
personally
want like veiny, hairy, like good dick.
I mean, as much as one can do that in the streets. I guess I'm also now just like shooting myself in the foot because you guys are gonna look at whatever I run and be like, that doesn't look authentic.
I'm not gonna say like I like either of the runs better, but you've definitely put more work into detail in everything you've ran. But
I appreciate that.
Yeah. No, it's definitely going to be more about art than athleticism. But like I said, it is about running. So I'm thinking, I'm thinking like a point system where it's like, oh, you know, the mileage or whatever on this one gets 1 point, whereas the artistry gets 5, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where our heads are. That's where our heads are at.
Yeah.
And it might just be, you know, like I said, not based on distance, but like, oh, dick with a hand.
Elements.
Yes. And it probably won't be us judging since
we could leave it up to the internet.
Yeah. We're going to leave it up to random people that haven't talked to both Claire's.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah. So
that.
It won't be us. We won't have favorites because obviously we might have a little bit of a leg up with all the research we've done on this subject.
That's
Bobby
fair.
Loves
I was also
looking at dicks. So.
Dick runs.
At first, when you were like, I'm going to spring something on you, I was like, don't you fucking tell me that this other Claire is patched in and I'm about to like talk to. I thought you guys were going to try to pull some like Jerry Springer or something. And I was like, oh, I'm hanging up now.
Well, I don't think that really crossed our mind. I was like, let's talk to both of them separately first. Let's present our idea. And then if later down the line, maybe we can patch things up through this decathlon. Like, someone gets a gold medal, someone gets a silver medal in the...
I think that's an A-plus way to ensure we don't patch anything up.
I don't know. I think for the sport to grow,
Keep the hostility.
God, every time I say grow, I just lose
it's good. The puns.
Everything. Yeah, there's so many puns. I mean, we have like a ton of questions. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for coming on OG Dick Run Claire.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. You have a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah,
you
great.
As well. Run safe.
We'll be in
Bye,
touch.
Bye. Thank you.
Watch out, nephew. Put some money on it.
Cam, say hello to the nice people.
Nah, dog.
He's been in a lot of trailers.
He's in a thing of dog food?
Ooh, let's go milk some goats.
You need some ass in there, unless you find that right hole.
I thought that was Ted Cruz for a second.
Do they milk him? The fat guy in the ripped abs shirt.
Block the hole, you reach in.
Oh, deep in the hole.
Yeehaw, motherfucker.
Shout out to the commission.
I think his name's pronounced Finkel.
It was the game ward for Romano's State Park.
Ball's a lot of hole filling. Chug a beer out of that fucker. That's an achy breaky moly. It's looking fly as fuck.
Double the price for the ass. Dude,
that's business all around, baby. Yeah. Why am I even around? Call us up. We got some ideas.
Have you ever been to Casa Bonita?
What up, Foppers? It is I, the commish. As always, I've got my boy Cam here today.
Yo, yo, what's up, peeps?
Yeah, this is weird. We didn't do the official show start. Now we're just hitting reset. I mean, on the recording, it'll be different.
Yeah,
and speaking of the recording, guess what, people? You don't have to tune into Facebook and not watch us there. You can not listen to us on Spotify at FFOPCAST. That's how you spell cast,
Fopcast.
Right? Fopcast. That is exciting news. We just basically did a little bit of gotcha journalism with OG Dick Run Claire, and we popped the idea of a dickathlon between her and regular Claire.
And any other dick runners.
Yes.
That want to be in this. I mean, this is open to all dick running. If you're into it, hit us up.
Call in all dick runners. So that's very exciting news. She agreed to it depending on the parameters.
Which I think we can come up with some good parameters. I think we can use the internet in our favor.
Yeah.
There's, you know, polling options. You know, we can do a lot here.
Yeah.
And I think we also, you know, our vote should count a little more because it's our competition.
Right. Well, that's a point of contention. I think like, yeah. Oh. All right. Well,
hit me. What do you got?
Well, I think we should judge one event, that one specific event I was telling you about. That's
okay.
You know, the special super secret one,
the secret dick,
the meow,
meow,
meow, the meow one.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's the one we should judge. And then we'll reach out to some of our fans
and
fan
let them weigh in. Yeah. Our one fan.
We'll get,
thank you.
No, but like maybe Ian and Taylor can be judges because, you know, they've been on, but they don't know what the hell we're talking about.
That, well, they never know what we're talking about.
Well, that's, well, Taylor did.
Just joking.
Yeah. So anyway, big things coming. Next. We're shooting for May for the Dickathlon.
Dickathlon in May.
Yeah. And if you want to be
a judge or
a contestant, Hit us up on Facebook through the Fopcast group, the Fopcast group, or go to Fopcast.com, send us an email there, but Facebook's probably better. So obviously it's Monday.
Da, 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 da.
And yesterday was
Monday Night Football's not for a long time now.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, super boring bowl.
It was terrible.
Weakest shit ever.
It's pretty sad. And not just because the Pats won, but just because it was slow.
It was a defensive game, apparently, but it was a defensive nightmare at the same time. I mean, just punt after punt, missed field goals. What was that?
I don't think you can call it a defensive game.
Exactly.
Because I don't think
there's one interception.
Well, not even that, but it's not like the defense was so overwhelming that shit like didn't happen. It was just like, no, the offense just didn't work.
Yeah, it was complete garbage. That's what I was saying. It wasn't like a legit defensive game. It was just like, the defense did better than the offense.
Yeah, and it was a real sleeper.
Yeah.
On all fronts. Worst rated, worst TV ratings of all time.
For a Super Bowl.
For a Super Bowl, which is still like immaculate.
Yeah, still.
But
millions
like,
of views,
I
but
mean,
whatever.
To the point where even on Saturday, they accidentally
played the Patriots winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they played the like
teaser,
the Fanatics or the NFL shop. I don't know whoever runs it.
You think if they were smart and this like leaked that quick, they would have been like, oh, here's the Rams one.
Yeah.
Just to cover it up and be like, that's oh, we got them both.
Good call. But like,
but maybe they didn't have them both.
On all fronts, this was a Super Bowl fail. And we won't even get into the details of the game because that was by far the sleepiest point. So a couple of notes I had. I know we probably shouldn't talk about Barstool because it's a podcast network, but like, it is so ridiculous.
Hey, they might be looking for more podcasts on their network. Well, you never know.
We are the leading obscure sports podcast.
It's
as
true.
As far as we know.
Wait, no, by far.
Yeah.
We're crushing it in the obscure sports ratings.
And I mean, we are definitely the number one dick one run podcast.
Oh, hands down.
We got it.
Or hands on.
Hands on
the dick run.
All hands on dick.
All hands on dick.
Oh, boy. Next week's theme song is going to be real good. But the biggest story out of the Super Bowl was El Presidente getting pulled out of there. And it's like comical. Like the NFL is like Boss Hogg. And
they're just and falling apart.
Barstool Sports is like both of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
They are
just having fun with it.
Yeah. And
just moonshining.
To the point where like this was brought up on one of their podcasts today. Like if something had happened with security, like,
yeah,
I don't know, a terrorist attack. It's happened in Atlanta before.
Yeah. Come on, man.
There would be no security available to take care of that.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just absurd that that
happened at the Super Bowl.
No pun intended, took precedence over like what was going on.
Real safety.
And it's just like the NFL is just looking dumber and dumber. And then you add
it's Goodell, dude. I'm telling you, that guy, he's just like this puppet at the top. That
hey,
is
I don't
want to
get banned from NFL stuff. Actually,
oh,
psych,
God.
I don't give a shit. Please ban us. It'd be the best thing that ever happened to our
podcast.
Yeah,
exactly. And
what we should do.
Is that going to hurt?
We should take the bullet for Barstool.
Okay.
What? How do we do that?
I don't know.
Hmm. All right.
Jump in front of it? How
okay.
We
got things to think about. We got the decathlon coming up. And we got to figure out how to jump in front of the train for Barstool.
Okay.
And then hopefully get signed by them.
Dreams.
So, but like continuing. Okay. So no one wanted to play the Super Bowl.
No.
I mean the halftime.
Or watch it, apparently.
No. Well, yeah. Why would you? So no artist really wanted to play the Super Bowl.
Oh, I thought you meant the teams
no.
didn't want to play. Cause
well, I bet you both of them
like,
did.
Yeah.
Terrible. So boring. And so we ended up with Maroon 5.
Gross.
I don't want to get so political on this, but it's like Atlanta is a famously black city.
Yeah, with dope music artists.
Great fucking black culture in Atlanta. And you get Maroon 5 and then give a nod to Travis Scott, who I'm not sure if they're an Atlanta guy
Atlanta.
Or not. But Big Boy from Outkast obviously is an Atlanta guy. And to be fair, actually, he has a stunning career without Andre. So
yeah,
Big Boy as a solo artist and as Outkast is huge.
But you got Ludacris, Usher. You have so many big artists out of Atlanta, man.
And if you're going to go with someone that's not so relevant, like fucking Maroon 5, like...
Yeah, why?
Get... Why did... Well, here's my thing.
You had the Who.
Everything about Big... Well, yeah, dude, that's another thing. But you had everything there. You had Big Boy, who is arguably one of the most famous Atlanta...
Rappers,
let's say. But like... Down to the T, like they had a white drum line, a primarily white drum line. I'm like, dude, is there not a competition?
They could have gone to like a high school and got a drum line.
That's exactly like, what I was saying. Like, winner of the I think it's color guard competitions or whatever.
Dude, I quit high school a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a competition for drum lines because there was one at my school. Why not get the best one in Georgia to
play?
Have
a drum off.
Yeah,
I mean, this fun NFL like
fucking movies about this shit.
And probably take place in Atlanta.
Yeah, I would not doubt that. And it's just like, it was so whitewashed, but like, it's just so silly. Like,
you know what the best part of the Super Bowl was?
Huh?
Mocking the Super Bowl.
Dude, well, that's kind of how we do things anyway.
True,
but there has never been so much fodder.
Yeah.
Everything about it. Like,
I mean, the best, I hate to say this. God dang it. Fuck. The NFL 100 commercial was the best commercial.
Yeah, except for one problem.
It was an NFL commercial.
No OJ.
True. We went ad nauseum into how cool it would be if OJ was in that commercial.
Yeah. Just like even on a TV, like doing the Hertz commercial. So it was like, oh, it was before he allegedly murdered people.
Yeah. Or like driving away from the commercial in a white Bronco.
Well,
I mean,
we got real.
So many options. Jesus.
To be fair, he didn't drive. He was in the back seat.
Either way, just a white Bronco would have been a good tip of the cap.
Yeah. And then all day, I was talking about, oh man, good thing I didn't take that 35-1 odds for Edelman getting the MVP.
Yeah, who got the MVP, Bobby?
Fucking Julian Edelman, which yeah. I as far as a Patriot guy goes, like, I like Julian Edelman. He won me a fantasy championship.
Tournament? No, I would have, the money was probably on who, Gronkowski?
Well, no, here's my thing.
I don't know who the odds favorite was.
Well, the reason why it was a good bet is because it's like, if it's a passing game and heavily, arguably, like, safe bet.
Who was
if
it?
The Rams can't cover Edelman,
yeah.
then you know,
he'll probably be the breakout.
Yeah.
It's Tom Brady, Edelman,
right.
Gronkowski, and Hogan occasionally, and that's their whole team.
Well, that's the thing, and is Sony, like, you never know where the ball is going to go.
True.
And it has gone weeks where the guy that looks like the guy in the Patriots isn't the guy, he's the distraction, or yeah. like Gronkowski's only running blocks, you know what I mean? That's why Edelman for 35
one to check math right there,
dude. Exactly. And then I was sitting there feeling good about myself because I didn't waste the 100 or whatever amount I was going to do, and then I was like, as long as he doesn't score a touchdown, there's no way they're going to give him the MVP. And lo and behold, they do, and he deserved it. Not trying to say he doesn't deserve it.
Gronkowski, kicker.
Oh, Gostkowski, you're right, yeah. But it would never happen.
I know, but come on, NFL, like, if you're going to make it, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, just so what many was the metric? I mean,
yeah, exactly. It,
and his numbers were so low, but they were so much better than everyone else's. So I get it. I can
sit
here.
Give it to a kicker. I mean,
that would have been hilarious.
Yeah, and it'd be awesome.
I honestly think they probably thought about it, and then we're like, dude, we can't give it to a fucking kicker. This Super Bowl is already boring enough.
Yeah, but it'd prove that, like, you know, it'd be a hell of a lot more conversation.
Yeah.
And it'd make for some good press, actually. Be like, hey, a kicker actually, like, won the games
right.
for us.
And, I mean, I can't be spouting my fucking chops too much because, you know, I thought the game started at 6 p.m. Mountain Time, so I ended up missing a big chunk of it. So big time football fan over here.
Football guy.
Yeah. Another disappointing thing was our beloved Legends Football League said they were doing a reveal.
Yeah.
And we just got this tweet.
Oh, sweet reveal, guys.
So this is of the new uniforms. They said they were doing a reveal. I guess
they could have gotten three players to show up and, like, dance around or show off the new uniform somehow. I mean, come on.
I mean, these are quite revealing. that was a pretty
Dad
big
jokes.
Bummer.
We're good at them.
And then the commercials were kind of meh.
Yeah.
Except for the NFL 100. I love the meme. The meme game was strong, though. So this is just like the Trump presidency of NFL season or Super Bowls, where it's just like
the fallout of the Super Bowl became awesome memes.
The internet's reaction to it was way better than the actual thing.
Like most things in life.
Yeah, it's getting there. That's kind of sad, though. Except for our podcast. Like, the internet doesn't react to us, so naturally, whatever we put out there is, like, the best possible thing.
It's gold.
Yeah.
It's gold because it's undiscovered. It's like a Picasso in your attic.
Yeah.
Someday it's going to be worth millions. And you're going to be like, oh, I heard about this shit first.
Yeah. And then do you think if you found a Picasso in your attic, you get to name it?
Yeah. Just name it like Fred or something.
Yeah.
Picasso's keep it simple. Fred. Don't get too creative with it.
Full disclosure, guys. We don't have a full episode ready for you.
I'm out of town this week.
Yeah,
so
Cam's out of town. And then we were lucky enough to get OG Dick Runclair. So that's our big treat.
We're going to have the Dick beat off.
Yeah, I think
the
Dick Cathlon. I like Dick Cathlon. I think that'll look great on t-shirts.
Yeah.
A trophy.
True.
Maybe. We'll see what happens. Fortunately, there were tons and tons of fun little hockey headlines to make up for the suckiness of football and the looming dark period where all we have to cover is baseball. Although, actually, I take that back.
Basketball and hockey.
Well, no, I know. But I'm saying after that, when it's only baseball and MLS. But I'm pretty stoked on MLS right now.
Oh.
And actually, there's a World Cup this summer, too. So I guess we'll have
2019's World Cup?
Ladies World Cup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
World Cup, you said. Ah, I hear you now.
Quick hockey edition of Hometown Heroes. Caps came back from their 9-day break strong with a win over Calvary, which ended in a huge brawl, which was freaking sweet. Yeah, Kachuk. I think it's Brady Kachuk. I don't know. There's two of them. Was baiting, like, all of our guys into trying to fight to, like, get a penalty.
How
and,
was he baiting him?
Just being
dirty
just,
shit.
Yeah, he was being a little, I won't call it dirty because, you know, he didn't really get called for many penalties, but he was being a brat.
Going for some snipes.
Yeah, he's just, but he was like going for players, you know what I mean? So a fight broke out. Orpik took him down, which is funny because like Orpik's, Kachuk's probably going to get bitched at by his dad, who was also a famous hockey player because Brooks Orpik is an OG. But so they came out of a win. They broke their 7-game losing streak and they did it without Ovi. And then Sunday rolled around and it was Boston's day in more than one
fucking Boston
sport because they shut us out. That ends our 14-game win streak versus Boston in the regular season.
Rough.
And for those of you that don't know, we only play each other twice. So it was like 2014 since the last time Boston beat us in the regular season. Yeah, man, it's going to be a rough go for the Capitals.
Got some hills to climb.
It's our February schedule. So right now, the Boston game was the second game of a 6-game homestand where we're playing every other night. And then we go on a 6-game road trip, which starts with a back-to-back. We play in D.C. on the 11th and then in Columbus on the 12th. And then we head to California for our dreaded California road trip where we do not do well. Very similarly, the Avalanche came back 10-day break to lose 5-1 to Vancouver. And although their schedule isn't as grueling and doesn't have a 6-game road trip, it is still pretty difficult. They got Columbus, Washington. Are you going to be back on Thursday?
I'll be back Thursday, yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should watch that game together.
Yeah.
The New Islanders.
I like the New Islanders.
The New Islanders are fucking sick this year, dude.
Dude, that's a sick band name.
Yeah, the New Islanders are killing it.
I bet they play at Firefest.
Yeah, but they got a little, or the Avalanche, that is, has a little bit of road trip starting on the 7th with Washington. They go play the Islanders and then Boston on a back-to-back. Tough road trip. They actually, after the loss to Vancouver, are now out of the wild card.
Oh, snap.
And guess who grabbed that little spot? None other than the team they lost to, Vancouver.
Oof.
So now they're a game behind Vancouver for the second wild card spot in the West.
Damn,
and,
dude.
You know,
I need to step it up. I mean, there's a lot of season.
There's
left,
31 but games for you.
Yeah.
Caps are pretty much in the same boat. They're third in the Metro, tied with Pittsburgh at 62 points. But if you look at the wild card, Boston's got 63 because, you know, the Atlantic Division is doing fucking wonders with Tampa on top with 80 points already. Columbus with 59 points. So we're not in a lose and you're out of the playoff position yet, but
getting there.
Things are creeping. And luckily, we're only 2 games behind the Islanders, who are at 66 points. But on to some more entertaining stories. Actually, let's go down to Carolina. So on screen right now, Carolina beat the Ducks last week. Okay. And they do this like kind of Vikings-y scroll thing where they all get in a circle and clap with the fans. But they had a little extra treat for their fans for the Duck game. And they basically played a game of Hurricane. Where all sat down in a circle and played Duck, Duck, Goose to taunt the
Sounds
Ducks.
Like the best day ever.
I mean, they're not in the playoffs right now, so this might be a long road for them. So they should celebrate that.
You think they're trying to like do like the NFL, just trying to get press off crazy dances and antics?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Hopping over the pond to the KHL, former owner of Manchester United, Jose... Oh, boy.
He hosed a what?
Jose. He hosed an A. He hosed the Canadian.
Hosed the Canadian, eh?
Yeah. Morinho.
Sorry.
This guy. Sorry. Sorry. I can't pronounce your name. Did the ceremonial puck drop over in the KHL.
He's like, what the fuck is this thing?
Yeah, he doesn't understand that it's not round. So this is always a nice moment. Lots of press. And he slipped. Not on the ice, but the carpet itself.
Man, that's a deadly carpet.
Yeah, was not secured. Proving once again that the NHL is a premier hockey league because our carpets never slip.
It's true. We've got the right carpet.
We got the right red carpet.
It has rubber on the bottom. I think that's the only difference. And we don't let guys from soccer come over and drop pucks.
Ooh. That's a hot take.
Hot take.
You think soccer players can't drop pucks?
Yeah, bro.
He used his hands.
He should have done it with his feet.
We're so dumb, man.
Or he could have headed it in.
Yeah. Well, we saw that
bicycle drop.
Yeah, we saw that dude on the Senators use his head to score a goal in our first episode.
Face it in.
Moving on. Like I said, all we got is hockey news because we can't talk about the Super Bowl anymore. So we go back to the nation's capital. And obviously, shout out to anyone suffering through the polar vortex. It's been in the 50s here in Denver.
Yeah, it's been glorious.
And as you can see, here is the wonderful reflecting pool. I'm going to take our listeners on a little tour of the National Mall.
It's gorgeous.
Basically, the reflecting pool was put here to reflect our giant obelisk.
Phallic. I mean,
yeah, our huge American dick.
Forrest Gump.
It's actually the first selfie dick pic that was ever taken.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look.
It's true. A reflection is the first dick pic.
Yeah, because wow. They're always mirrored. It's good, though, because
my mind's blown right now. This is insane.
Right. So the first dick pic froze, and sadly, we don't have any pictures from the actual game, but basically, a group of youngsters decided to play a game of hockey on the reflecting pool.
That is awesome.
And they sent a fucking chopper to shut it down.
You know, you couldn't just have played four cards.
Okay, knock it off. Well, they probably tried, and the hockey players were like, fucking
come out here, bro.
Come get me, bro.
Get in here. Slippery black shoes.
Yeah, so props to those players. If any of you hear this podcast, please hit us up. I would love to talk to you about that.
Hell yes. Interview you about all your other places you've played hockey that have been national monuments.
Yeah. I mean, this has got to be it. That's the only one I can think of. I mean, I'm sure there's pools out there that are, but I mean, this is the first dick pic.
Yeah. I mean, that's like skating on America's dick.
Skating on a picture of it.
Yeah. Well, true. But, you know,
yeah,
it's like the reflection of the dick.
I'm saying Stadium Series 2021. On the fucking pond.
It'd be perfect.
Yeah, all the frozen goose shit, the ice would be all green. It'd look like a
football
field. Just don't lick
it, you'll get E. coli.
Well, no, it'd be underneath. It'd be contained.
Yeah, but there's still geese on top of it, right?
Not this time of year. They're all down in Florida or something.
No, I think they come. Canada's way too cold, so they come here to get a little less cold.
Oh, joke's on them then.
Yeah.
Or at least
Canadian
in D.C.
Geese. Hey.
And finally, we...
What did we do?
We didn't do anything. Oh. But there was a... supposed hockey player who claims he played in the OHL, who did a wonderful Photoshop job.
Yeah,
and
right,
what else could it be for but for his Tinder profile?
I mean, if you're gonna do it for Tinder,
right? And I understand, whatever, I
you
get
think it worked.
This guy's yeah, I bet you it did work. This guy's not the most handsome dude, but he'd pass as a hockey player.
He kind of looks like Kylo Ren or whatever from Star Wars.
Adam Driver, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
He kind of looks like a mixture between TJ Oshie and Kylo Ren.
There you go.
Kylo Oshie.
Closhie.
And the only reason why we bring this up is he put on his profile, he's in the OHL, a prospect for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Hmm.
And I don't know how it works, but typically the affiliate of the minor league affiliate of the Vegas Knights is the Chicago Wolves.
So
I don't understand why the fuck
he's got a Knights jersey.
Got a Knights jersey on.
Yeah.
But sadly, NHL Comedy did not go into depth as to where this guy was or how they got it.
Ooh,
that's interesting. Are they trolling Tinder for fake Golden Knights?
I don't know, man. I think he's just trying to make his ultimate profile picture. And, you know, he's 37 kilometers away, so he's obviously in Canada.
Good call. So, it's KM.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe.
Because, I mean, he's definitely pick up somebody who's not paying attention and, like, doesn't know the OHL and, you know, where Vegas gets their prospects actually from.
Yeah.
So he's not getting big city slams on that one, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, obviously not. If he's 37 miles away from
kilometers.
Someone. 37 kilometers.
Sorry.
37 kilometers away, that means he's not even close to whatever city, so he's definitely not slamming big city slams.
No, that dude, he's just
maybe just some skids. Yeah,
some skids,
some puck bunnies,
some snipes.
Yeah, that's about all we got for you today. Like I said, short episode. Dick Cathlon is a possibility.
Aiming for May.
Yeah, aiming for May for the Dick Cathlon. So that's big, exciting news for us. Before we go, I wanted to show you guys our fancy schmancy new website.
Ooh.
Which is fopcast.com.
Fopcast.
Yeah.
.com.
As you can see here, you can find all of our episodes, our past episodes.
Noodling, hurling. We got some night fights. Oh yeah, netball, baby.
Remember netball? We were such...
How can I forget netball?
Infants back then.
Oh, yeah, and we're just trained professionals now.
Yeah, soon we're going to have Instagram, Twitter stuff up, but and also big breaking news right before the podcast drops. We've been accepted on Spotify.
Ooh.
So please hit us up on Spotify, give us a follow, give us a listen. You can download our episodes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Listen to them as ad will, like whenever you want.
Yeah.
Without the internet.
Coming soon, hopefully, also on Apple and maybe iHeart Radio and Google Podcasts.
Yeah, all the big city applications.
Right, and hopefully someday we'll learn how to use all this equipment properly.
Yay!
From me to you,
and me to you,
the home from of the us? Decathlon would like to bid you a good week, and we'll be back not this Wednesday, not the 6th, but the following Wednesday with another very special episode.
It'll be the 13th.
The 13th. Oh, pre-Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Palentine's Day?
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Top day.
So we got to keep that in mind. Great. Kamish, out.
Peace.